Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Now, what we pride ourselves on is having enough people over the years, enough resources. When you hear something that the media doesn't drill down, not just agenda all the time, but incompetency, to specifically advance the story. So in a moment, you're going to hear from Ralph Cipriani. Ralph has written for everybody in the area forever. He's a great writer, crime reporter, and somebody who digs out stuff that, again, it's kind of like when we bring you Steve Keeley, that it's amazing. So Ralph will be with us momentarily. Ralph's got a piece at his website, bigtrial.net, bigtrial.net today, in which he talks about what went on at Temple University, the kid that was killed there, and the person that the police are after. And you could say, well, Dom, we don't need to know that. No, no, no. It needs to be proven. We need a voice out there. Dan and I can't drill down, don't have the time and expertise that Ralph Cipriani does, and contacts inside the court system to dredge up the fact that the person that is the suspect in the murder of the Temple student has a long rap record, including a major case in August 14th in which Krasner dropped the ball again and allowed him to be back on the street where he allegedly murdered this Temple student. What is it? You know, Dan, I think I would give a prize, and I don't think anybody can. It's like one of those on. I'm going to ask Ralph. I'll ask you first, though, because you hear me off the air and on the air. We talk about this all the time. What is it with all this carnage? And here's a very specific case. That the dots never get connected back to Larry Krasner. Why? Are some people afraid of him because they know what I know and you know? What's the reason? Nothing? All right. Let me go to Ralph Cipriani. Maybe he has something on that. Hey, Ralph, welcome in. Thanks so much for joining us as always.
Dom, a pleasure. How are you?
Very, very well. So I'll give the details. We gave them at the top of the show from bigtrial.net, which is must read if you really want to know what's going on in town about this latest suspect, how he got out. But Ralph, the broader question out there, why is it that almost universally, when we have any of these big confabs and they're all together, nobody ever points to Krasner as the most significant causal element for this city being the worst per capita murder rate and other crimes in the country? What is it, do you think, through your sources?
I don't need sources for this one, Dom. It's the media. It's the media's fault. We're the media in this town, led by the Philadelphia Inquirer, which I've taken to calling the Daily Democrat, they're always covering for Krasner. I mean, you know, if Dom lets a guy out of jail on Monday and he kills somebody on Tuesday, there's a causal effect there, right? But the Inquirer, the whole thing is a murder. It's a murder mystery. They can't understand why, you know, we've got this wonderful Democratic progressive regime and we've got this wonderful prosecutor, Larry Krasner, DA. But, you know, the bodies just keep piling up and they can't figure out why. You know, maybe it's poverty or racism or the pandemic.
All right, but let me ask you, why are they not doing it then, Ralph? Is it their they're that radicalized now that they believe his approach is the right approach?
Yeah. I mean, look, they're all in the Progressive Democratic Club. And look, I've got a page, I've got a website, RailCipriano.com. If you go to RailCipriano.com and you click under Toxic Justice, you'll see some 70 stories that I've written in the past 4 years about Larry Krasner and his failures in an office, his corruption. There's at least 10 stories there that I list the Inquirer as Larry Krasner's faithful apologists. You know, when Larry didn't pay his taxes, they didn't report it. When Larry took money from drug dealers, they didn't report it. You know, when Larry Krasner destroyed the campaign finance laws in this town, they didn't report it. It goes on and on and on. When criminals are let out of jail by Larry, who've got either lenient sentences or, in the case of this guy, they just let him out the door, and then they go out and violently kill somebody, the Inquirer never makes the link between the crime mm-hmm. and Krasner, and the rest of the media follows suit. We've got too many progressive Democratic reporters in town who, you know, have to stay faithful to a political ideology rather than report the news.
Well, right. We're talking in this case with Ralph Cipriani about Latif Williams, age 17, who police say murdered this Temple student, which was a high-profile case. All these ought to be, but okay, this one was particularly high-profile. And you write that the suspect in this murder had, on August 14th, charged with 8 crimes in connection with an armed carjacking, including aggravated assault, robbery, conspiracy, possession of an unlicensed gun. Here's the first point, though, Ralph. Municipal Court Judge Joffrey Pittman lowered the bail after a week to $200,000 unsecured. Why would a judge lower it from the secured to the unsecured?
I have no freaking idea, Don. I mean, it's the type, it makes no sense because under the first bail that was imposed, which was $200,000 monetary, you know, Williams would have had to put up 10% or $20,000 to buy his freedom. When it's unsecured, he doesn't have to put down a cent. And furthermore, they put him under house arrest. So, and this isn't the first violent crime that this guy's been accused of. But, you know, the DA could have filed an appeal against this, against the bail reduction. You know, they could have prosecuted him for parole violations. I mean, there's just, it just goes on.
Well, wait a minute, Ralph. I think you're getting past something here, too, that I don't even know that you put in your piece here. That, again, if they want to say, well, it's not Krasner, it's a judge, even though Krasner, if he raised a stink on this and really went after the judge, there might have been a different reaction. Yeah. You keep him in jail for something because he's dangerous, at least parole violations. You don't let him out to prey upon people again. I think some of the problem is here too, Ralph, at BigTrial.com today, though. You go the extra yard. Some of the friends of Collington and these others over at Temple, they say, well, they don't want this to be a right-wing talking point, his death. He was a devout Marxist, etc. You have people in the city who Krasner has played because he, quote, brings these people back home. All these, everybody's innocent, and Larry Krasner is freeing them from jails. So you have people that want this stuff, and then they put candles in teddy bears where we have all these killings.
Dom, you bring up excellent points. I mean, can't we just discern the difference between a violent criminal and, you know, someone who is nonviolent? I mean, it mm-hmm. would seem to me when you're Larry Krasner and letting everybody out of jail, you might enforce a distinction there between people who have committed violent crimes. I mean, and that's, he never does that. I mean, everybody gets a pass. It's just, it's absolutely crazy. And in the story that I wrote, this isn't Mr. Williams' first rodeo. When he turns 13, he robbed a college student on the Temple campus of a cell phone, and then he beat her up. The court records don't explain whatever happened to that case. In 2019, he's locked up for selling drugs. A month later, the DA's office drops the charges against him. In May of 2020, during the George Floyd riots, he's arrested for burglary, rioting, and looting. According to the cops, he kicked in a police car window, and he spit on the cops. In September of 2020, the DA's office under Larry Krasner withdrew all the charges against him.
Wow.
In 2020, in November of 2020, he's arrested again for selling drugs. This past September, the DA's office withdrew those charges. So, I mean, this is a guy, you know, he's only 17. He's got at least five or six serious arrests. He's never, you know, he's never spent any time in jail because the DA's office, time after time again, drops the charges against him. And if that's how we're going to treat violent offenders, then, you know, there's going to be a lot more innocent victims like this 21-year-old Temple College student who are going to end up dead because
yep,
of Larry
exactly.
progressive policies.
I thought I saw it, I said your site correctly the first time, but maybe not. BigTrial.net, not .com, but .net is where we want people to go. Ralph, one time we had you on, it just jogged my memory too, of how far this goes. We had a guy who seemed to specialize in robbing washing machines. And this was in Northeast Philadelphia, I think, and like thousands of quarters and all that. And you wrote about all the things that went into allowing him to go on. And people on the street know, I know it's a $500, it's a misdemeanor if you're caught shoplifting, which probably means nothing. I think as long as you don't do $10,000, you're probably going to be on the street. They know this stuff better than anyone else. So is it just the ideology of the media, Kenny, this worthless police commissioner, and enough key players in Philadelphia are there? Where's the counterbalance? Is there, the only thing I see is Republicans with a Republican governor pushing back on money, and when they can jump in under state law and do something. That's the only hope I have. There is no hope in Philadelphia.
Well, Dom, I can't argue with anything you're saying. I mean, I guess I'm hoping someday we'll have a law and order candidate rise up from the streets of Philadelphia. I mean, I keep wondering, what's the tipping point for the Philadelphia Democrat? I mean, is it 600 bodies, dead bodies? Is it 700? Is it 1,000? I mean, at what point are we going to take a look at this and say, wow, this isn't working? And thanks for reminding me about the guy who was always knocking off the washing machines. The point of that story was Larry Krasner dropped 27 new burglary cases against a guy who was a career burglar. And that's the kind of stuff that he's been doing. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, it
What's
does.
The tipping point?
It does. Well, as I see the upcoming mayor's race, if Alan Dom doesn't run because he thinks even with $5 or $10 million, whatever. I mean, if I have one candle I light every night, it's that Alan Dom does run. And I think there'd be some sanity. He's a liberal guy on social issues. But on fiscal and crime issues, I think he would be much better than what we have right now. I mean, New York has a guy, Eric Adams, who's a former captain. Now, I'm not betting the house on what he's going to do, Ralph. But at least on paper in New York, they said they had enough. De Blasio turns around today and signs off on safe injection sites with only 4 weeks left in office. And my fear is that's going to trigger the Philadelphia radicals again to push even harder to do the same thing.
Wow. I wasn't aware that de Blasio had done that, his latest act of lunacy. Well, there's one thing that Eric Adams could do for everyone in Philadelphia, and that's take our police commissioner off our hands.
Yes. I'm lighting a candle on that. I have a lot of candles going on here in the Dom Dome. Hey, Ralph, thank you so much. Nobody else has the eye, the contacts, the heart to write this stuff in the manner that you do. It is appalling. It's disgraceful. They're a disgrace over at the Ivory Tower, whatever they call themselves. And if they hammered away on this in the manner that you do, I think Philadelphia might have a chance. But until they do, it doesn't have a chance.
Well, with the radicals in charge over there, it's not going to happen. So
yeah. BigTrial.net. Until then, Ralph Cipriano. Thank you, Ralph, very much.
Tom, a pleasure.
All right. There is Ralph Cipriano. Again, this guy, look, you know, people can tell you they have a suspect. We try to drill down and tell you what the backstory of that is in great detail. And it's amazing. Some of the buddies of this guy said, well, we don't want him to be a right-wing talking point. My God, even in death, he was murdered. What kind of friend says that? Well, we're holding true to his legacy. And Dan, I know it's a sensitive subject, but Temple seems to have oodles of people who want to still go to Temple and live not even on campus, but off campus, right? They don't seem to have any trouble with this.
Yeah.
So I don't know why everybody should get so upset then over in the Temple community. They're all upset. What world are they living in? What are they thinking over there? It doesn't work. We just have another guy, Steve Cayley, reporting at 10:24 this morning, shot in the head several times right near the Temple campus. It's a war zone. They can come on and tell me otherwise. I'm not downing the Temple police. I think there's a lot of them. They're the third biggest police department. They're talking about putting on a 50% increase. But as long as you have enough people like this character walking around, you're going to have murder and mayhem. And this is not just Philadelphia. All right, de Blasio now. De Blasio announced this is a safe injection site in any drug that you want under safe circumstances. He's signed it into law. They're going to do it. Now you could say, well, the next guy will just come in. Well, I don't know about that. Once progressives get something like that in there, I don't know how hard that will be to get rid of. That's not our problem. That's New York. No, it's not, because now Philadelphia gets more emboldened to say in the middle of all this, the problem is drugs. So let's have safe drug houses, safe injection sites. Let's go down that path one way or another. This is what our society is fighting, progressivism. It's not progressive. It's deadly. In the end, it's not just silly. It's silly, too, but it's deadly. And we're seeing it play out right here on Temple's campus and the reaction to this. And the media, again, not wanting to report in detail as Ralph Cipriani did. If the Inquirer would editorialize about this, talk about this, put pressure on, it might churn up some candidates, some people who might think that Philadelphia would want some law and order. I don't think they do, though. I think the mob in Philadelphia is okay with what's going on now. They blame the people in Oaks for giving guns. They blame Trump. They blame conservatives. They blame the gun in general. They blame poverty. They blame COVID. Those are all the things that are doing this. So as the bodies mount up, what's to be done? At least I gave you the one answer. That's what Republicans ought to run on when they're running for governor. We're not going to let Philadelphia continue to get all that tax money and continue to do the things that they're doing. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you need to do is just push #1210. And again, if you think it doesn't impact you, I think you know by now what happens in Philadelphia, what happens in these progressive cities, it does not stay inside those city boundaries. These people wander into the suburbs, or suburbanites go into the city to work, or they're visiting for something or somehow or another, and they end up being victims of them. I mean, this kid was from Prospect Park. Again, I said it before, so I'll say it again. I don't think you can live in that area of the city. I don't think you can. There's too many people walking around, even in the best of times. But now with Krasner, you're just a target. That's all that you are, no matter what Temple's police do, no matter how many of them are and how they do create a bubble on campus. They try to. But you get a little bit outside that bubble, and it's big. All right, Dan, we have something coming up at 1:30, though, right?
Yes, we do, Don. We have a surprise announcement from a longtime friend of the show. Him and his wife have been heavily involved in the political sphere here in the local area, and he's going to join us to make a big announcement here live on the show.
It's an opponent for Fitzpatrick.
It is.
Another one,
is.
Not the one we talked about. Oh, man, they're flying out of the sky here. All right, so we got another one. This is one that you know who has a very moving story, too.
Yes, I really enjoy this candidate. Happy
all right, 855, yeah, the bread lines, 855-839-1210. All right, we got a great side question today. We got Dom's Money Melody. Dan, you get 100% carrying on in my stead yesterday with it. I'm very glad to hear
well, thank
that.
Thank you. It
the show
out well.
Goes on.
Yeah, it turned out very nicely.
Yes.
I had a great host to help me in.
Mike was unbelievable coming into the bullpen because, you know, I thought I was ready to go. The manager, Roe, wouldn't let me go. Are you crazy?
Good for Ro. No, I'm happy Ro did that. You definitely sound like you're under the weather yesterday. And Dom, it's okay to sometimes take a breath if you need it.
It is not. That is against the law. All right. One breath leads to too many breaths. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in right now with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 12.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Help that. All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Good Wednesday. All right, you heard the best. If the Philadelphia Inquirer, he's right, Ralph Cipriani, just followed up mercilessly on stories like this, you'd have a big player in the game against what's going on in Philadelphia. It might spur Jim Kenney to pushing back on several fronts. And then when you throw in this witless police commissioner, who shows up, she has no standing to show up today on this and to cry, so many young people are dying in Philadelphia. Stop it already. That's not your job. You're not the consoler in chief. Your job is, what is your plan? You're supposed to use your bully pulpit to say, I need more cops, I need this, that, and the other, and here's my tactical plan of what I'm going to do. Your job is to duke it out with these morons on city council who want to double down with fewer things that are going to push back against crime. Now, we try around the clock to get some of these people on, Dan, like that Isaiah Thomas guy.
Yeah.
How are we doing with getting... I even tried to remember the guys... Oh, the Dr. Damsker guy. Nothing on that front to report,
huh? No response. And you know what? I'll actually follow up again right now as we speak.
Yeah, follow up now, you know, so that he can easily say, no, Dr. Damsker can't come on your show.
Some kind of answer is better than nothing, right?
We know Dom Giordano. He's a right-wing fanatic. He can't come on your show. That's why. What more do you need to know? Tell him to come on. Ask him to come on to talk about this honor then. Or the time of day. Tell him I'll shut up for 2 minutes. You know, the tape, the soundproof room, you interview him. Let's hear what he has to say, why Dr. Damsker can't come on. By the way, the polling on the local person of the year, I'm amazed how many votes we're getting. But Dr. Damsker is in the lead. Steve Keeley, though, is closing. Clarice is in third, and Ed Durr is in fourth. I thought Ed Durr, people go, wow, come on, that made national news. But these others you've heard so often. I mean, these are my top go-to people for taking you inside stuff, second to none. Ralph Cipriani's up there, too, though. If you read his bigtrial.net, what an eye for this. Somebody's got to write a book of just the insanity that is loose here in Philadelphia. We have never seen... Look, there have been liberals before, stuff you differed with. You've never seen this widespread insanity like this before. All right, let's go to Brian on Talk Radio 1210. Brian, you're with Dom Giordano. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, Dom? Real quick, my wife and I were walking down Christmas Village on Sunday, and I had a melancholy feeling only because that murder happened recently.
Yes.
And I'm saying, right dead center, You know, here we have, it's just lawlessness. And we're walking there, and it was really nice. They upgraded it this year, and I was happy for Philadelphia because I'm a Philadelphian. And we're walking across JFK, the light's green. You got women, mothers and fathers with their baby coaches, and right down JFK, right through the red light, people are now scaring because they're on their ATV, standing up, coming right through the red light, almost hit the baby coach. And I stopped a young officer, and I said, is there anything that can be done? He says, listen, we can't chase them because then it's a public hazard. I said, when will it end? How about if they hit the baby coach and now the baby's dead? Will that change policy? I was just thinking about, how about have an officer who have these, you know, in Fairmount Park who are on the motorbikes, just to follow them slowly, not to chase them until they're finally, you know, in a place where the helicopters can see it, and do something about it. They almost caused another mayhem with these, you know, crossing JFK. So it's disheartening that I'm living in a city. It's just complete. There's no rule of law.
There isn't. That's what it is. And Brian, chaos keeps on ratcheting up. It starts with minor things, or relatively minor, because you're talking about murder. What it must do is disarm the cops. Imagine how hard it is for the cops to go all out and stop something like that. You know what could happen to you and will happen to you. Uh-oh, what happened there, Dan?
We lost him there, but we're
all right.
I want to make a point, too, though, on the ATV thing, Dom. I was driving home from Jersey, right? Coming over the Ben Franklin Bridge. You know how Camden has that little entrance onto the bridge, the final last exit?
Yes.
And it comes flying 12 dirt bikes, about three ATVs, fly through the toll thing. You see the person hanging their head out the toll collector's booth saying, what are you doing, like holding up their hands as these bikes all just go by. And now I'm driving on the bridge with these motorcycles and ATVs who are weaving in between traffic, doing wheelies. And we're now pulling over to the Pennsylvania side, and I'm slowly behind these guys because they're holding up traffic, doing their tricks, stunt driving and all. Get to the base of the bridge, and I'm like, all right, this is the Ben Franklin Bridge. There's always, what, three or four cops kind of just sitting at the end of the bridge, making sure that things are working the way they're working. And there were the three or four cops sitting at the end of the bridge. None of them pull out. None of them do anything. They just watch the motorbikes and the ATVs go by and just let it happen. I'm like, come on, like, I'm sitting there on the bridge, waiting to cross the bridge, hoping that there might be lights on the other side of the bridge of, hey, guys, pull over, let's get your information. Nope, let's just create a hazard on the road. Nope, totally okay.
Yeah, and that type of stuff breeds, because at some point what happens is there's going to be violence, homicide, somebody's going to get murdered. And again, if you send a message all out on these people, crush them. People like city council, like Isaiah Thomas and all, come after you. And then the witless police commissioner, let's not do this. They say, we bring somebody on. They say, we've just passed a new law where we're going to do this. It doesn't matter. You're not enforcing the laws that you have now. There has to be a certain amount of police discretion. So can you bring this murder rate down, even with Krasner there? Yes, but it's got to be an all-out war against Krasner and against what's going on in Philadelphia. Philadelphia doesn't want to do that. I mentioned yesterday, look, these Asian American groups, everybody in the world, it's just all about the girl who stood up. That's nice. But what's the causal point? The causal point is you have certain elements in Philadelphia that are anti-Asian, certain African American elements, some of them progressive, that go after them on so many things, like they don't want them in places like Central. And as a result, these girls are going after. In fact, Dan, one of their speakers yesterday, and I only saw this in one place, one of these United China America said, how do we call ourselves the best in the world? I'm going to give you the name. We'll see if she'll come on, meaning America. How is that when we see this sort of stuff? Are you kidding me? We are the best in the world. What are you talking about? In other words, she and the Asian American female, Helen Gim, made this about broad stuff attacking America. How could America let this go on? And they suggest they get to all these Asian attacks are about COVID. They're not about COVID. Not in these circumstances. These kids were targeted from Central by these others over a two-day period. We brought you David out. We know what it is as a matter of record. Then they deflect. SEPTA's not doing. All right, that's true. SEPTA not doing enough. But what's the root cause here? The root cause are people meaning to attack other people based upon stereotypes and racism. That's what it is. It's not about America. So even these groups protesting yesterday are not willing to address the real problem. They're being attacked because of what I just said, not because of America. How dare you come to Philadelphia and attack the United States because of what Philadelphia is allowing to go on? Philadelphia is barely part of the United States.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is Dom time, and we've announced a lot of things here on the show in 2021, but somebody contacted Dan with another big announcement. We were talking about Brian Fitzpatrick, and Dan, what's going on?
Yeah, so I got a call from a long-term friend of the show, Mr. Rich Pruitt, who said he wanted to come on the show to make an announcement concerning the Mr. Fitzpatrick and this congressional race. And I told him to give us a call back here at 1:30, and he now joins us, Dom.
All right, let's go to Rich Pruitt. Hello. Hey, Rich, how have you been? For listeners, you were the impresario who arranged these huge pro-America, pro-Trump rallies. I think I was at 3 or 4. Biggest one I remember was over in Montgomery County somewhere. That was very big. So thank you for joining us. What's on your mind today, Rich?
How are you, Dom? Great to hear you. I think the biggest one we did was actually at the Buck Hotel.
Yes. Oh,
I
maybe
think
it was the Buck.
We had 500 people.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. No, we've been doing well. We're just not too happy with what's going on with this country right now, you know, between inflation and looking at empty shelves and all this kind of stuff. It's really very alarming, very alarming. So we have spent the last couple of months praying and really thinking hard about what our next step is. And Dash and I have come to terms that we have started an exploratory committee for her running in the first congressional district, regardless of the districting. We feel as if Delaware County just doesn't really have a prayer anymore. Even though the county is a D plus 28 and Dasha won 40% of the vote in 2020, We think it's time to move on. We think it's time to primary Fitzpatrick, one of the 13 people President Trump said to primary out. And I think we can get this train going.
So you're going to move to this district, Rich, or you think the district will encompass where you now are? I'm not sure.
No, I think it's going to PA1 will remain in Bucks
okay.
County. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Dasha actually grew up right there. She grew up right in Northeast Philly. And frankly, her father lives right in Feasterville, right in the heart of Bucks. He's been there for 30 years.
Okay. So
we just think it's a really good opportunity for Dasha.
I'm just trying because I know that's the first thing we'll be asked, though. So the exploratory will be if you say then to run, you would move to Feasterville or something like that, Rich?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And Dasha has been with us, listeners remember many times her immigrant story, particularly the bread lines, things like that. So, and they remember her run out there in Delaware County, which is very tough, versus Bucks County, which is more receptive to a Republican candidate than Delaware County is currently. Absolutely. So is there
There's
a website
no
or
it.
Facebook that you've set up, Rich?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you can go to DashaForCongress.com. That's D-A-S-H-A. And then F-O-R-Congress.com. Right now, we're going to start beginning fundraising soon. So if anybody wants to come on and support Dasha Prewitt, we'd love to have it.
All right, Rich, thanks for thinking of us first. To be continued.
I'll have Dasha get a hold of you guys soon.
All right. Thank you, Rich, very much. Thanks for popping on today. All right. So there, you know, we mentioned this other guy, Bradley Lanning, that the Bucks County Courier has today as a candidate against Brian Fitzpatrick. Dean Malik is the guy who did the best way back when, or did very well. Let's see what happens. And I don't know how the redistricting, how it will play out one way or another, what the lines will be, et cetera. That's what I was asking. So a lot of early interest in this. It's not an easy battle. But again, this last vote is beyond troublesome. And the place to do it is in a primary. Then whoever wins the primary, that's who I would support. At the end of the day, we need to have as many Republicans in Congress as possible, or another way of looking at it, as few progressives as possible. A lot of them are retiring. I think it's up to 18 Democrats. They know what's coming. But Republicans can't mildly win in the midterms. They have to win overwhelmingly, and they have to hold the Senate. Right now, the entire country is just depending upon two Democrat senators. That's what it comes down to. And the clock is ticking. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I've been kind of reluctant to ask this question, but I wanted to ask it. Everyone that listens to the show knows that you're a pescatarian, a vegetarian that eats fish.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask, this Thanksgiving, how did you teach the turkey to swim before you had it?
But did Dan help write that line? That's a line of the day. Nicely played. Yes, well, I did find a swimming turkey that seemed to be part of the fish family. That's what I was told.
He had a duck.
Nicely played.
But my character is David Cross's Tobias Funke from Arrested Development.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Very nice answer. All right, Earl, thank you. Pretty funny today, too. Excellent. That guy knows the show. All right, so 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. All right, Randy might have an interesting argument here about why people can't connect the dots. He's in Hunting Park. Hey, Randy, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I'm probably going to make people mad, but I think that the reason why people... they can connect the dots. It's just that they choose not to because they feel as though the system was so skewed the other way that they're willing to put up with this collateral damage if it swings their way until it directly affects them. I think people, you know, they don't want law and order when somebody in their family is murdered, but they're willing to let Krasner let people go. The solution, I really think, to all this violence and everything is just education. Every human's brain, I think, has roughly the same capacity. It just depends what you put in it.
But, and, Randy, the only thing is, the only thing I'd say about that, I'm going to play, too. I'm glad you got onto this. The head of Detroit schools said, absolutely, they're teaching critical race theory in the schools. It's the whole thing. So if in the Philadelphia public schools, for example, A, they're not getting a quality education, but B, what they are getting is a lot of this sort of element. That education is not going to
make things worse.
Yeah, it is. But I like your point, because I take some of it is true. The other part of it, though, is
I see it in my kids. I you know, a couple of them are ghetto. A couple of them are more into the system and more along my values. It just depends what their socialization and education. It's a proven fact. The more educated you are, the less violent you'll tend to be.
Right, far as condoning it or saying that's the cost of business, a lot of these people are insulated white people. They live in Center City, which, let's face it, is pretty much insulated. They live in Chestnut Hill, which really riles me up. Or they live in enclaves where, to your point, the only time they're ever going to recognize this is when they're personally affected. But day to day, the body count does not affect them.
That's the part of the socialization that has to change. You see it in every school. The white kids will sit at one table. The black kids will sit at another table. We're just not socialized to intermingle. You know, most of these black people in Philadelphia, they never leave their neighborhood. Everybody they deal with is black. I begged my daughter not to go to an all-black college, not because she would get an inferior education, but because when she gets out in the world, she's going to have to compete with the whole world, not just black people.
That's what college is all about, Randy, without a doubt. I don't know how we found you in Hunting Park, but every time you call, it is provocative, and I think you're right. But some collateral damage is one thing. What we're seeing now, though, is stuff
it's
that
disgusting.
Is historic nationally. I would get that, what you're saying, that underlying theme. And I don't see a countervailing force rising up yet. In other words, how much of this can you take? And, Randy, who's your funniest person?
Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker.
All-time great. Man, all-time great. Sort of like a Steve Carell character.
Mount Rushmore answer there.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. Very good one, Randy. Thank you. All right, that's the side question today. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia hitting its 15th season, because they've mixed seasons and all that. It is the longest running now sitcom that's not animated. Wow. 855-839-1210. All right, we've heard two people today, too, that are, you know, that have some background that I think on paper could be challenging to Brian Fitzpatrick in a place like Bucks County. He does have the Republican Party behind him, though, solidly, the establishment Republican Party. Are there enough people that have had it that are fired up because of this last vote particularly? That was, that to me, when we had him on, it was quite a debate. And I heard what Dan asked me before, you know, the other side. Well, he's saying, you got to give some cover to Sinema and Joe Manchin. And by voting for infrastructure, we gave them that cover. I don't think it's going to be about that with Sinema and Joe Manchin. Will they cave because the pressure is so unbearable from Democrats? The polling is helping Sinema, helping Manchin. And as long as that's the case, philosophically, they are against all this stuff. How will that break? It's not going to break before Christmas, as progressives are saying. The longer it goes on, the better shot is we get into the midterms and Democrats are not going to get their way. That's what's at stake here.
Yes, it's that time of the day, Mr. Giordano, where I take over the show, producer Dan, to give you some less political topics. But as we often do here on Dan Time with Dom, it does get political. And today it's going to be a little bit more political because there's such a news story that we haven't hit on today's show yet that has been a national trending story, Dom. And that being Chris Cuomo is ousted at CNN. Ties to his brother, the situation with the LoveGov, and Chris Cuomo has allegedly been taken away his show at night. What do you think?
Well, I think he's suspended for now, right? That's the same thing they did with Jeffrey Toobin. So they're in a race.
That's true.
To determine whether smearing sexual harassment and attack victims is worse than publicly masturbating. I don't know. I'm flipping coins on that for CNN. That's a tough one to determine, yes.
So Chris was actually on SiriusXM. He broke the silence discussing the situation, and here's what he had to say, Dom.
The game has rules, and one of the general principles is you can fight against the other party, and you can fight against the media, but only if you have your party. Andrew had his party enforcing a rule against them, him, that if you have accusations, you have problems. And you don't really get to vet the accusations, and you don't get to go against your accusers. Now, I think that has pluses and minuses, and it's very much dependent on context, and I think that there is no subtlety to it right now, and I think that's a problem. Two, he had the Republicans hating him. Three, he had the media never really liked him. So that is too much, and that's why he had to resign. I did not want him to resign in the beginning because I believed him, and I thought that you don't resign, you ask for due process and leave the women alone and let due process take care of the situation.
All right, so there's a lot to say about that.
Yeah, well, let me say this. Here's what it is with these guys, Dan. He's, you know, long story short, he's saying it's gone too far with people that say they were assaulted or harassed or whatever. Women are always to be believed. Then, in a nutshell, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but it's
a lot more. A, it's a lot more than that. And B, who are the architects of this? People like Cuomo and the Clintons throwing other men under the bus that don't have their resources, their backing, their power. They do it all the time. So I don't think that happened here. I think this guy is out of control, a maniac. But even if it did, they deserve it. That's what the bottom line. You want all the juice of the Democrat Party? Here's some of the baggage, if that did happen, which it didn't. How about you?
Yeah, well, the irony, I'm happy you picked up on these. There's two paths to discuss this clip on SiriusXM of Chris. And that being, you're talking, you are the number one, one of the number one proponents in arguing in favor of this culture that you've created. So
yes.
Now you're speaking out about it. It's kind of hypocritical. But he also mentions in that clip, and I had to make an audible noise, that he was treated unfairly by the media. Let me take you back, Dom, to a little montage I put together of the treatment of Mr. Cuomo by the media.
Daily, I was watching his press conferences, informing us, telling us what to do.
And he also said that, you know, now that you're the love gov, you've kind of transcended politics, and now you're just part of really more, you know, you're more of like a national sex symbol. He says you'll probably get more dates than votes. That's him saying that, not me.
You did your thing during COVID. New York was suffering. We were the epicenter. We were all in a crisis, in a panic. And every single day, you came on the airwaves and you offered your strength, your leadership, and your direction, and your caring, and your heart.
You are the epitome of New York tough.
These are things your brother says about you. I look up to you still.
And you set the example for the rest of the nation, the rest of the world, how to be a leader during a time of crisis.
Thank you for your leadership during these trying times. We are New York tough, smart, disciplined, united, and loving.
Side sheet a little bit. That's the Emmy montage. The guy won an Emmy for this, Dom, and he's going to talk about bad treatment. What is
going
on?
Well, not only that, we have to swallow the New York tough. Oh, my God. Stop it already. You mean
terrible.
Obnoxious. How about the New York obnoxious, insufferable, and the accent, too, dare I mention.
Yeah, and the first of the month, Dom, I usually like doing this on Dan Time with Dom. We'll save it for tomorrow. I've put together some of the upcoming shows I'm looking forward to for the month of December. A lot of great premieres, including a show that the popularity of Yellowstone is so strong that Disney Plus is now doing a docuseries following the trek west to Yellowstone and the Dutton family and the founding of Yellowstone.
Oh,
that
my goodness gracious.
Yeah, so they're hopping on the train as well. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And thank you for the time, Dom.
All right, you're welcome. Dr. Marty McCarry's next to break down all things COVID. And then I'm going to play you Jim Cramer. Even for Cramer, a maniacal adventure, bring in the military to enforce people getting the COVID vaccine. Wow, that's a gem. Big 2 o'clock hour and Dom's Money Melody here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.